The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Harav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
The Gemara in Moed Katan, Dav Yud Zayin Amid Beis, 7 lines from the bottom of the Amid, tells us, Takvu Avelov Zecher Zeh, if a person, Bar Minan, had one Avelis occurring to him, one after the other, Mechabes Ksusar B'mayim, he is allowed to wash his garment in water. Amar Rav Chisda, said Rav Chisda, Zayser Meres, Oval Aser B'tach Boises. From here we learn that an oval is Aser to wash his laundry. He's Aser to wash his clothing. Since the Chachamim made a special dispensation, because it was Takfu Avelov Zecher Zeh, he had one Avelis right after the other, from that it would be Mashma, that only then is it Mutter to be Mechabes his garment, but normally, if he only had one Avelis, it would be Usr for him, Usr B'tach Boises. The Rishonim asks a kasha, what is the Chiddush of Rav Chisda that he learns it from this halacha of Takfu Avelov Zecher Zeh? We have learned it previously in Daf Tez Vav Amud Aleph. Again, it's 7 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara there states, Avel Usr B'tach Boises. And the Gemara brings on this a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perik Yudalid, where Yoav was trying to give the impression that a certain woman was in Avelis, when she actually was not, but she was acting out the part. And the pasuk says, Vayishlach Yoav Tekoya, Yoav sent a messenger to the city of Tekoya, Vayikach Misham Ishir Chachama, he took from there a very wise woman, Vayomer Eleha, and Yoav said to this Ishir Chachama, his Ablina, act as if you're in mourning in Avelis, the Livshina big day Avel, and put on yourself clothing that an Avel would wear, Val Tesoichi Shemen, and don't smear yourself with oil, Vahayisa Keishaze Yamim Rabim Misabela Salmes, and you should act this way for many days as if you are a woman who is in the midst of Avelis over a deceased. So from here, the Gemara learns on Daf Tezvav that an Avel is Aser B'tach Boises. Rashi in the Ksav Yad explains that it's Mashma that Big Day Avel are Menuvolin Hain. They are disgusting because they have not been cleaned, they have not been washed. And from here, since Yoav was telling this Isha Chachama that she should wear Big Day Avel to give the impression that she's in the state of Avelis, and Big Day Avel are Menuvolin, so then we have a proof that the Avel is not allowed to wash and clean his clothing. So the Rishonim ask, what is Rav Chisda's Chiddush on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, when we've already learned this from a pasuk in Shmuel Beis previously, a few blot before on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph? Answers the Ritva, the Chiddush of Rav Chisda is that it's usur not only with warm water and detergents, but even with cold water alone, it is prohibited for the Avel to wash his clothing. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, tells us that the Isser of an Avel doing Tachboises is only during the Shiva, but not during Shloshim. And so holds the Ramban in Tyrus Adam. And so we find the Psak in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Simon Shin Pei Tes Sif Aleph tells us, Avel Asur L'chabes K'susai Kol Shivas Yomim, Afilu B'mayim Levad. An Avel is prohibited from washing his clothing during the entire Shiva, even in water alone. U'la'achar Shiva Mutter, but after Shiva it's Mutter. So the Mechaber is going with the sheet of the Rambam and the Ramban, that the whole Isser of Tachboises is only during Shiva. Avel, but the Ramah brings from the Riva. This Riva is brought in Tosfos on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMashal Kol, that he prohibits a Avil washing his clothing the entire Shloishim. And the Rama writes, V'achar Zayin Shori, he agrees with the Mechaber that after Shiva Tachboisus is Mutter, but then he adds, V'oilim Nagu by Yisr Kedas Riva V'siatoi, that the world is no egg, a prohibition after Shiva, like the Riva says that it's Osir the entire Shloishim. The Shach points out that the Riva is speaking only if a person would be using detergents, but if he's using water alone, then even the Riva is moda that it is permitted after Shiva. Tosfos on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashal Zois Emeris, asks a different question on Rav Chisda. What is Rav Chisda's chiddush that Ovel is also betachboisis? We know that an Ovel is prohibited to do many other malachas. He's usher to do malacha. So then he's usher in tachboises, because tachboises is a malacha. What do I need a special isser of tachboises? The Ramban answers Tosfos Kasher by saying there's two dinim. There's one isser for an oval to wash his clothes. That's not the isser that Rav Chisda was speaking about concerning tachboises. That is taka oster, because an oval is oster to do malachas. So included in malachas is the isser of washing his clothing. The special isser that Rav Chisda is speaking about, that oval oster betachboises, that refers to an oval wearing freshly laundered clothing that was laundered before the onset of the Shiva. And that is what is prohibited. To do the laundry, that it's also for novel to do like any other malacha. To wear freshly laundered clothing, which was clean before the Shiva, that's a special isser of Avil Osir B'Tachboises. Now, it seems that Tosfos, who does not give this teretz of the Ramban, he gives other terutzim. It seems that Tosfos must be going here like the Shita of Rashi, which Tosfos further on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashal Birchas, brings down Rashi Shita, that in fact it's mutter for an Avil to wear freshly laundered garments. The entire Isser, according to Rashi, is for an Avil to do the work of laundry. And that's why Tosfos asked the Kasha. If Tosfos is going with the sheet of that Rashi, Tosfos asked the Kasha, so what do I need? A special Isser of an Avil doing laundry? That's part of all malachas that an Avil is usher to do. But L'chaira, Tosfos will be going like the sheet of Rashi that argues with the Ramban and says that there's only one isser concerning laundry, and that's for an oval to do laundry and not for an oval to wear freshly laundered garments. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Pei Tes Sif Aleph paskins that both are usser. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is ukishem she'usser lechabes, just like it's prohibited for an oval to do laundry. Kach usser lulbosh hamuchubasim kaidem lechein. It's prohibited for an oval to wear freshly laundered garments that were cleaned before the onset of Shiva. The Rama there adds, v'noyagin she'adam acher loisham tchila. In order to make the clothing not considered freshly laundered, someone else puts them on first, and then when the Ovel is putting them on, they're no longer considered freshly laundered. V'acher kach loif shem ha'ovel, and then the Ovel puts them on. V'aminig ikr, v'chei noyegim v'dinus elu, l'acher shiva. That's our minig after Shiva, that someone else puts it on. V'im lov she adam acher rak shaw achas dai bekach. It's not necessary for the other person to wear it a full day or a full week. If he wears it for a small amount of time, that's already considered that it's no longer freshly laundered. And then after Shiva, an oval would be allowed to put on these garments. The Sefer Bari HaShulchan from Harav HaGoyin Rav Feivel Kohn Shlita in Simon Shin Pei Tes Sif Katan Yud Beis brings down from the Sefer Pnei Baruch that he's makel, that it's not necessary for someone else to wear them before the Ovel puts them on, but even if they're put on the ground, and once they're on the ground, they are no longer considered freshly laundered, and then the Ovel would be able to put them on. But the Bari HaShulchan himself writes that it is not mashma like this from the Ramah, because the Ramah doesn't bring this Eitzah. The Ramah just brings the Eitzah of somebody else wearing it, and the Bari HaShulchan remains Betzorach Ian whether, in fact, this is a bona fide way of making the freshly laundered garments not to be considered freshly laundered. In the Sefer that I had the schus to write on Hilchus of the 3 weeks and the 9 days, which is called Aninus Vavela Shel Churban, in the English section, in the laws of the 3 weeks, the Hilchus Ben Amtsarim V'Tisha B'Av, on page 58, and I quote, this is concerning the 9 days, where we also have to put on our clothing before the onset of the 9 days. When there is no time to put on changes of clothing, for example, a person forgot to do it, and he doesn't have any time, some people throw their garments on the ground so that they will no longer be fresh. And I write in parentheses, heard in the name of Rav Moshe Heinemann Shlita. This option is not cited by other authorities, as we find in the Sefer Halichas Bas Yisrael on page 241 in footnote 15. And also heard in the name of Hagoyin Rav Elyashiv Zitzal. So it would seem, concerning the halachas of Bein Hamtzarim, the halachas of the 9 days, that the only eitzah is to put it on before the 9 days. But during the 9 days, to put it on the floor, it would seem that although Rav Heinemann is mekel, but there are those who are machmir, Rav Elyashiv was machmir, and therefore, if we compare the 9 days to actual Avelis, then it would seem by Avelis, one should also be machmer and not be soimach on it when it's on putting it on the ground. The Ramah is machmer in another inyan, and he says in Sif Gimel, so the Usser Lilbosh Bigde Shabbos Teich Dalet Shvuas Hirishinim, that putting on Shabbos clothing is Usser during the Shloishim period. Aval Achikach Mutter, after Shloishim, it's Mutter Afil Al Av V'Imoi, even on a father and mother where you have to wait for Yud Beis Chodesh. Aval Nogu Isser Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. They were Noig Isser all 12 months. According to the Ramah, one is not allowed to put on, if somebody's sitting Shiva for Av V'Aim, he's not allowed to put on during the Yud Beis Chodesh Shabbos clothing on Shabbos. However, there are those who are Cholik under Ramah, just like we find the Ramah is Machmer by Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos in the middle of the 9 days, not to wear Big Day Shabbos. But on that, the Radvaz and Simon Tofresh Tzadik Gimel and the Maaser Rav, they argue because this would be Avelis before Hesia. And they say, Shabbos Chazon, Einoi Mishanim in Big Day Shabbos Klal, Afila Chal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, V'chein Adin La'Avil, both by the halacha of Shabbos Chazon and by the halacha of Shabbos during Shiva, the Radvaz and the Maaser Rav say that we should not wear weekday clothing on Shabbos, because that would be Avelis before Hesia. And therefore, they argue with the Ramah, and they say that one should put on Shabbos clothing. And the Bari HaShulchan there in Simon Shin Pei Tes, Sifkot Nun Dalet, says Shekein HaMinig. The Minig is that we do wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon, and we do wear Shabbos clothing during the Shiva. Now, what happens if the Shabbos clothing is also freshly laundered? So there is a machlokas from one extreme to the other. There are those who are makel, that even in the middle of Shiva, one could put on freshly laundered, freshly cleaned Shabbos clothing. But l'chatchil, of course, someone else should put them on first, and there are those who aser not only during Shiva, but even the entire Shloshim, and one can see more about this in the Bar Yashulchan there in Simen Shin Pei Tes, Sif Katan Nun Hei. But l'kuli alma, the Bar Yashulchan concludes, that if a person has a choice between Big Day Choyl or freshly laundered Big Day Shabbos, that one should put on the freshly laundered Big Day Shabbos because of the concept of Ein Aveilus B'Far Hesya, as we spoke out before from the Radvaz and the Maaser Rav, that they say against the Ramah that one should not demonstrate Aveilus B'Far Hesya, and therefore, if there's a choice between freshly laundered Shabbos clothing and not freshly laundered, so then one could argue that one should not put on the freshly laundered Shabbos clothing, perhaps even during the entire Shloshim, because one has a choice to wear non-freshly laundered. So perhaps we should be machmer not to put on freshly laundered. But when it comes a choice between freshly laundered and the only other alternative is weekday clothing, then it would be avelus b'far hesya, according to our minig against the Ramah, it would be avelus b'far hesya to put on the weekday clothing. In that situation, the Bar Yashulchan says everybody would agree